Already late. Bokeh Tov, good morning. Continuing by Parashat B'Midbar. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah. Shalema Abol L'Cholim V'Chalam. Chemdam Racham Acham Zana Melech Hanukam Rifka Sarum Anunin Shalom Sarai Yafa V'Debaran Rifka V'Dachav 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 Rifka Elino got Makab by the Semin Khan of David Ariab and Fka and Yana Savishan of Abraham. It's coming a five year than it says, In Parashat Bamidbar, there's actually a very interesting pasuk when it comes to the Shevet Levi, when it comes to the Kehati. It says in the Torah, in this week's Parashah, Al tachritu et Shevet Mishpechot HaKehati mitoch halviim. Do not let the tribe of Kehat families, of the Kehat families, be cut off from among the Leviim. The question is why? What did they do? Why is Hashem telling the Jewish people, why is Hashem telling them this? Did they do something that we would have thought they should be cut off from the Leviim? So interestingly enough, before I jump into that, there's a beautiful idea written by Rav Palm. He says that the Kehati tribe, the Kehat tribe, what were they doing? They knew that carrying the holy Aron was the biggest zechut a person could possibly have. And so they were all fighting for it. They all wanted to have it. They wanted it to be theirs. And as a result, what ended up happening is that they started arguing and fighting amongst themselves. You know, no, I got it first. I got it first. No, I got the Aron first. I got the Aron first. And caused a lot of fighting amongst the Shevet Kehati. And so as a result of that, they got a very severe punishment. And so Rav Palm explains that this is actually what the Mesilat Yesharim talks about. In the 20th chapter, when he talks about Mishkal HaChassidut, he talks about balancing your piety. That a lot of times, you see in front of you a mitzvah to do, and you take that mitzvah and you actually turn it into something, you turn it into a bad thing sometimes. Chas v'shalom. Why? Because you're not balanced. And you have to be very balanced when it comes to being pious, or when it comes to everything in life, and everything that you do. You have to try to be a balanced person. And I'll explain by a few examples. Number one, Let's say you have a rabbi. He's a teacher in a school, and he has his own specific class. He has to start teaching by 9:30. Now, there's one morning that whatever happens, he gets 10 minutes late. He comes into the classroom at 9:40. The kids ask him, you know, Rabbi, where were you? We're waiting for you. So he says, I was finishing my daily chapters of Tehillim. I read daily every day. I was finishing, and it caused me to be late. Did the rabbi do the right thing by coming late or the wrong thing by coming late? He read Tehillim at the end of the day. So maybe you would think it's the right thing. But at the end of the day, 10 minutes of extra time of teaching children Torah was lost. That's Talmud Torah Derabim. That's public Talmud Torah. Not only that's Chinuch Yeladim, it's the education of children. So you can't, on the expense of others, you can't fill in your obligations, your personal obligations at times where you're owed to other people, right? So in my opinion, and this is what Rav Palm also says, he says the rabbi did the wrong thing. That's not the time where you're supposed to be learning Tehillim. It's great, it's amazing that you learn Tehillim, but that's not the time. Your obligation is for these children. And that goes with everything. You have to have a balance when in everything you're trying to do. When you're trying to be a tzaddik, you're trying to be a chassid, you're trying to be a pious person, you have to always have a balance. You can't go to extremes. Right? And sometimes those extremes, you think I'm doing a mitzvah by going to an extreme, but it's a mitzvah bal yedei avera. It's a mitzvah that's causing you, it's going to cause you eventually to come to do avera. It's going to cause you to do sin because you think I'm doing the right thing, but the yetzera makes it look like the right thing, but it's not. And this is the job of the yetzera. The yetzera, he takes a sin and he makes it look like a mitzvah. That's what he does. He tells you late at night, you have to learn Torah, it's so important, learn Torah. And then what happens? You wake up late the next day. Well, what happened? I was learning Torah. That's the Yetzirah's tricks. You have to keep a balance for yourself. Oh, let me stay up late. Let me do this community work. Let me get very involved. And you stay up late and you wake up late the next morning and your whole day starts off on the wrong side of the bed. And that starts with a person not having a balance. I'll give you another example. You have someone who, they're a very hard worker. They're a hardworking person. and they skip breakfast every day to run to work. Now, the person gets a lot of things done by getting to work an extra 15 minutes earlier. But is he doing the right thing? And the answer is no. Because the Torah says, V'nishmartem al nafshotechem, you have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of your body. You have to eat your three meals. You have to make sure you eat properly. You have to eat in a healthy way. You have to eat breakfast every morning. Right? And the guy thinks, no, I'm doing the right thing. Or I'm going to teach and I'm skipping meals and stuff like that. It's not the right thing to do. You have to take care of your body and be a balanced person when it comes to your piety and when it comes to everything that you do. Try to find, this is what the Mesilat Yesharim is really talking about. When you search inside yourself, you'll find that every decision you have falls into this category of, how do I make a balance within my piousness, my piety that I'm trying to live? I want to be a balanced person. I want to be someone that's balanced. How do I do that? So now you evaluate what's considered extreme in this regard. What's considered balance? Is this a normal thing to do? Be an ethical and logical person and ask yourself, is eating this amount right or not? Is eating this amount right? Ask yourself everything that you're doing. Be ethical and logical with yourself and ask yourself, is what you're doing balanced or not? And it's so important. I'll tell you why. It's because if you have a mentality that you're balanced, then you'll be able to gauge when the Yetzirah is trying to trick you and make you think that something is good when it's really bad. But if you're not balanced and you're extreme, then you always think that I have to go to the extreme to do the right thing. And that's not true. You don't have to be an extreme person to do the right thing. And in fact, most times, 9 times out of 10, when you go to extremes, it's actually you end up doing the wrong thing rather than the right thing. You have to train yourselves and your mind, how do I live a balanced lifestyle? How do I live an ethical, logical, normal lifestyle? Not in extremes, but keeping the Torah and mitzvot. And it's not hard. And many people get lost in this, and that's what causes their downfall. And this is so important. What the pasuk, this is what the pasuk is saying. Don't cut them off. Don't cut off tribe of Kehat. They made a mistake. They got punished for it. What was their mistake? It was so severe. Their mistake was not having a balance in their piety. Was not having the balance. Going to extreme. Fighting with one another to carry the Aron. We have to be very careful not to do those things. Fighting with one another in Torah. Fighting with one another that you know more than someone else. I know something and you don't. Making fun of someone. There's so many different examples you can give. We have to conceptualize this point and be able to live by this. Because the only way really you'll be able to succeed in the long term is if you live a life filled with balance. Filled with a balanced piety type life. And when you do that, everything will become a lot easier. Your decision making will become a lot easier because you're an ethical, logical person. Is this what Hashem wants me to do? Is this balance or is this extreme? You ask yourself and it becomes easier. And over time, maybe in the beginning, it may not be so easy to answer the question. But over time, you'll be able to gauge it and answer it much easier. And I think this is what the Torah is teaching us with this line in this week's parasha. Is you have to understand that sometimes people, they go to extremes and the Yetzirah tricks them into thinking something bad is really good. And it could be something good is even usually good, but not in that specific time and instance. And you have to be able to gauge that and know that. And the way you do that is by what the Mesilat Yesharim calls Mishkal HaChasidut, being able to balance your piety, balance all the good things that you do, be able to balance them and know when is the time to do these things and when is not. There is a time for everything, but there is also not a time for everything. There's a time where you do and there's the time where you don't. Have a great day, everyone.